August 20th, 1912, Jesus is close to us, ready to do well, together with us, all that we are about to do, as soon as we ask Him. Continuing, my always adorable Jesus, as He came, told me, my daughter, how sorry I feel in seeing the soul huddled within herself, and operating by herself. While I am close to her and look at her, seeing that many times she is unable to do well what she does, I wait for her to call me and say, I want to do this thing, but I am unable to do it. Come and do it with me, and I'll do everything well. For example, I want to love. Come to love together with me. I want to pray. Come and pray together with me. I want to make this sacrifice. Come and give me your strength, for I feel weak. And so forth with everything else. Gladly and with greatest delight, I would offer myself for everything. I am like the teacher who assigned an essay to his pupil, remaining close to him to see what his pupil does. Unable to do well, the pupil gets worried, worked up, upset, and he may even cry, but he doesn't say, Master, teach me how I should do this. What is not the mortification of the teacher, in feeling treated like a nothing by his student? Such is my condition. Then he added, It is said, man proposes, God disposes. As soon as the soul proposes to do some good, to be holy, I immediately dispose the things that are needed around her, light, graces, knowledge of me, detachments. And if I do not achieve the purpose with these, then by means of mortifications I do not deny anything to that soul, in order to grant her what she had proposed. But, oh, how many forcefully escape from this crafting that my love has woven around them. Few are those who do not give up and let me accomplish my work.